This is Marketplace. I'm David Gura in for Kai Ryssdal. Chances are you've heard about fracking and earthquakes. Geologists are opining on links between those two things. In fact, a new paper warns of larger and more damaging quakes in Oklahoma due to seismic faults that have been reactivated. That state's Supreme Court has taken a case that could determine whether oil and gas firms can be held liable for earthquake-related damage. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
This is a personal injury case. 4 years ago in Prague, Oklahoma, a 5.7 tremor struck. Pieces of Sandra Ladra's chimney fell on her leg, and she may have to have a knee replaced. She sued two companies in the fracking wastewater business. The companies inject water underground and, in her view, caused the quake.
First of all, they're going to have to prove the science that there was causation.
That's law professor Josh Ferchet at West Virginia University.
There's definitely science out there that says injection wells can cause earthquakes. The question is, did they in these particular cases?
A ruling could come any day, and industry is watching closely. Fracking produces huge volumes of wastewater. And if the companies lose, Ferchet says,
we'd see a quick move to see industry supporting regulations that tell them what they need to do to avoid liability or at least limit their liability.
One way to lower risk is to check for seismic faults before injecting. Ohio already requires that. Another is to inject more slowly or inject less by reusing the same water again and again, says consultant Evan Hansen at Downstream Strategies.
More and more of the wastewater is being recycled and reused at other fracking operations. That's a good thing. That cuts down the requirement to dispose of the wastewater.
But it comes down to money. Recycling takes more pipes and treatment. Pre-testing and monitoring injection take more experts. But if there are more big lawsuits or big earthquakes linked to the fracking process, the price of safety may be worth it to industry. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.